Over the past 6 months, a traffic jam has built up at one of the busiest waterways in the world, the Bosporus Strait. This 20-mile-long channel is the only route for tankers to deliver Caspian Sea oil through the Mediterranean to Europe and beyond. But it also winds directly through the densely populated Turkish city of Istanbul. As NPR's Ivan Watson reports, ship owners are blaming the backup on the Bosporus on safety restrictions Turkey recently imposed on passing oil tankers.
Every morning, tens of thousands of Istanbul residents perform a waterborne commute that's like none other in the world. Passengers walk up rickety gangplanks and board scores of ferry boats that all make the 15-minute-long passage across the Bosphorus Strait. It's a narrow channel that winds past ornate Ottoman palaces and centuries-old mosques and divides a city of 12 million people in half. The Bosphorus is also the vital international waterway that links Black Sea countries like Russia and Ukraine to the Mediterranean Sea. Consequently, rush hour here is a dizzying sight as dozens of double and triple-decker ferry boats zoom past mammoth oil tankers, cargo freighters, and even warships, completing their own north and southbound journeys.
We have almost 50,000 vessels passing through the straits. 50,000 is quite a big number.
Captain Ibrahim Yildirim is one of the supervisors of a new vessel transit safety system that the Turkish authorities inaugurated last December to help keep the Bosphorus safe. In a brand new control room that resembles a set from Star Trek, Yildirim and his team sit behind banks of monitors overlooking a narrow stretch of the Bosphorus. From here, via radio, they guide the captains of larger ships through the Bosphorus' sharp turns and unpredictable currents.
Arkadya 1, Sector Kadıköy, information. What's your present position? Are you underway?
Negative, sir. We are still at the anchorage, Charlie 1.
This system, as well as recent Turkish government regulations that restrict the movement of larger vessels through the Bosphorus, are designed to prevent accidents. Maritime officials say the biggest threat involves oil tankers. Easily the length of two football fields, these enormous vessels carry more than 1 million barrels of crude oil a day down a crowded waterway that at its narrowest point is just over 700 yards wide. But the new Turkish security measures have created a maritime bottleneck. Greek ship owner Emmanuel Vardanis says dozens of ships each lose up to $100,000 a day as they wait in line for weeks to make the two-hour-long journey through the Bosphorus.
You can imagine 30 or 60 ships, what do you want to say, waiting there idle? Can you think about $30,000 to $40,000 and $50,000 per day freight rates, sitting there idle? The amounts are huge.
Russia, which depends almost entirely on the Bosphorus for its southern oil exports, has been putting pressure on Turkey to open up the strait. But some Turks would like to stop the oil tankers from sailing through their city altogether. Lawyer Nilufar Oral says every year dozens of collisions and groundings take place just yards from the densely populated banks of the Bosphorus. The worst incident involved an oil tanker that exploded in 1979.
43 crew people burned to death in that. Thousands of windows actually shattered in the city. So it's a serious issue, and I do consider each and every one of those tankers to be a potential bomb.
In the wake of the September 11th attacks and a more recent series of suicide bombings that killed and injured hundreds in Istanbul last November, officials have also voiced fears that tankers could become the target of a terrorist attack. The Turkish Coast Guard has begun escorting some of the giant vessels on their journey through the strait. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.